Dave Weiner here. So about your Dropbox is a total mess piece. I mean, of course I agree. I'm not at the point yet where I can stop giving them money because I've built systems around Dropbox. And it's been just a constant headache for me as their service just, it's not just the bloat, by the way. It's they've really dropped support for certain products that people like me have built on, like the Linux version of Dropbox. It's essential. At this point, it's all that's left of what I used to use Dropbox for. And it's not going well, I have to say. And the efforts that they've made towards turning it into a groupware product, as far as I can see, have failed. I just don't see anybody else using it that way. And I can see why. The user interface is just abominable. It's not a good fit. And I think it's the same problem that Google has with Google Drive. At one point, they decided that Google Docs, which was a perfectly well-positioned product, I felt, what is that? What does Google Docs mean? It means, word processor, spreadsheet, graphics, maybe a database in there too. I don't know. Like FileMaker type database, not a SQL type database. That's what Docs means. That they just decided at some point that it was really about the storage. And so they changed the name of the whole thing to Google Drive. And it's just completely doesn't make any sense to me. And every time I have to do that mapping in my head, it brings up negative feelings, which is another reason why you don't want to do these kinds of midlife corner turns, and why Dropbox should have realized they just can't be that. They could have made another product that was that built on Dropbox. And by the way, that's the reason why I picked up the phone to do this voice memo, is because that would have actually been a very successful move, in my opinion. And what would that move be is that you see all this stuff happening on the internet with single page applications. I know that there are other names for the same thing, but that's how I think of it. And the one thing that single page applications don't have that they need, that is a problem for every one of them that they have to all solve from scratch for themselves, is storage. How do I store the data for this application? So if you go through and this is why they called Google Docs Google Drive, is because they had this realization that there was this strong connection between apps and storage. And that's why Dropbox went the way they went too. But I think it would have worked out a hell of a lot better for them to step back and say, okay, let's create a world of developers here that use Dropbox the way our users use Dropbox, in conjunction with the users, on behalf of the users, for the users, and let applications develop here and support them and invest in them. This was always the thing I felt that Microsoft missed with Windows, that Apple missed with the Mac, what did they miss? They missed it that at a certain point, once a platform matures and the company behind it becomes very large, their role becomes that of a investment banker and a distributor. And they often don't make that leap. They very often, like I asked a Microsoft exec in, 1997, like the peak of their antitrust problems, or maybe the antitrust problems were just in full bloom at that point. They had been created a few years before. So I was sitting across the table at Buck's Woodside, a place I'm sure you remember very well, and I asked this guy, and this is like also peak of DaveNet and Scripting.com, and so I was asking really as a reporter in a way. I said, how would you describe Microsoft? And well, give me one word for Microsoft, and the word he used was scrappy. And I was shocked. I was taken aback. I think he could see it on my face, because I sure as hell didn't see Microsoft as scrappy. I mean, maybe drop the S. I mean, they were just bad sports. They had won, and yet they weren't willing to accept the victory. And then they proceeded to have just complete disaster after disaster, being scrappy and finding out the hard way, if they ever actually did learn that, that they weren't allowed to be scrappy anymore because of the size and power, influence, and wealth of the company. It wasn't even a good business model to be scrappy. The thing to do at that point is, once you reach that status that Microsoft reached with Windows 3.1, is to kick back and become an enabler, a distributor, like kind of like what Apple does with the App Store, you know. But Apple doesn't invest money in these guys. That's unfortunate. This is what I was hoping Dropbox was doing, and you could see it that they got it. There was this one random post from within Dropbox where a guy described exactly what I'm talking about now, which is, you know, your single page application needs storage. This is how you do it. And when I saw that, I said, yeah, that's the answer. And so we retooled. I was doing a browser-based outliner called Fargo, and we just retooled it and said, fuck it, let's not use our storage system, let's use theirs. And because, why? Well, because if I use it and other people use it, then you've got a incredible thing where you can share files amongst applications, and this is where the magic happens, where, especially if you're doing an outliner, because an outliner is an ideator. It's a composer. It's for the writer, really. But writers' stuff need to get published to the world, and you need a billion different ways to do that, because there are all kinds of ways of publishing. And so where do you want to be? You want to be in a place where your files can be shared with other applications easily. And Dropbox never did that. They made the worlds of each app completely separate. And I don't know if they did it with their apps, probably not with their apps, with their own internal published apps. But their interest in other apps and from developers was very short-lived. I would say, you know, a year, if that. I mean, it took a year to get to the point where they could be interested in it, and then another year of being interested. And then you could just see that they gave up on it, because I guess they didn't get the immediate results they were looking for. But a developer community just doesn't spring to life overnight. Or if you do want it to spring to life overnight, you better get out the fucking checkbook so that people can hire developers to work on the projects before they have any revenue. I mean, it's common sense, but I'll tell you, it's amazing how many platform vendors just simply won't get out the checkbook. They consider it, probably their board members go, well, if you have to pay them to make the apps, then you haven't got much of a platform, right? Well, the truth is that you have to pay developers money. The money has to come from somewhere. And if it isn't coming from investors, then, and you really want a platform, then fucking write the check. What's the problem? The company, like, as you pointed out in your piece, a company like Dropbox just generates just huge amounts of cash. Cash wasn't there. And, you know, they had gone public. And they just had cash coming from everywhere. And the reason why that has a chance of working, where what they're doing inside Dropbox simply doesn't have a chance, and is that you just can't develop that kind of shit inside of a big corporation. People just bump into each other all over the place. And the people that are good at managing the bumps are not people who are particularly good at making software. And the compromises that a company makes to move forward create just perfectly awful user interfaces. And you can see the compromises all over the place, you know. The challenge is to empower somebody to actually run the show and then let them fucking run the show. And really, the only way to guarantee that is to give them independence and let 1,000 flowers bloom. And, you know, there have only been a couple of cases where the platform management has been really excellent and lived long enough to actually deliver the results. There is an art to it. And Dropbox was in an unbelievable position. Never have I seen a technology gap that so desperately needed to be closed. And FYI, it still needs to be closed. I keep hoping Amazon will do it. You know, I mean, they could totally do this. I've written it up many times and I've given up waiting for it. I don't think it's ever going to happen. And I don't understand why it won't happen, but it's just, you know, empirically you can see it's not going to happen. Anyway, I've been talking too long. I will actually probably just publish this as a podcast and send you a link to it because I'll get you some flow, hopefully, and put some ideas. I think it's an important idea what you wrote about and pointing out that, you know, we're giving up on Dropbox now, and that might be a signal to investors that maybe there is something to invest in here and maybe some commitments made up front that Wall Street can't fuck with. So you say up front, this is all we're ever going to do, and we're creating this room for developers, and we're very serious about that. You do that, you know, 5 years before your IPO, and you build the whole thing up around that, and maybe it's something that Wall Street can't fuck with, you know, because it's the mission of the company, right? I don't doubt that something like that could be successful. It might not be successful because as you start to achieve success, you might wake Dropbox up. That's also one of the unfortunate things that happens in software or technology, is that the company just refuses to try out the idea you want them to try out, and they just won't listen. And so you're stuck. If you're either going to wait for them and they're never going to do it, or you do it. And what do you have to do? You have to re-implement their whole product just to get the fucking feature. But somewhere along the line, they're going to feel threatened. And another rule is going to kick in. The rule, and I keep talking, the rule is that people don't listen to their friends, they listen to their competitors. And now you've become a competitor and they're really going to pay attention to you. And they'll go, holy fuck, we could do that. And then you're thinking to yourself, yeah, that's what I've been trying to tell you. So I think a lot of times you come up to things like this and you go, well, you know, play it out. At some point, these guys are going to figure it out that they could do what you're doing. And then where are you going to be left? And this could be one of those situations. I don't know. But the need is still there. I make single page apps all the time. I'm contemplating one right now that would work like Twitter's new audio tweet feature. And this is where I'm stuck. I'll do it. I don't know how I'll do it, but am I really going to have to store the shit for people? Do I want to set up? I don't want to charge for this shit. I just want to put it out there. Things are going to have to be stored somewhere. Twitter can afford to store it on their servers, and it just becomes another feature of Twitter. It's a great feature, by the way, FYI. Just a really great feature. All right, man. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.